Welcome back to the show, the third hour. I'm going to read that number out again. That's 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Call in. I want to get your predictions on the Iran war and your thoughts on that interview that we just did. And also, you know, what you're keeping your eye on in the news, anything caught your eye, I want you to tell me about it. Call in 512-266-0642. I want to go ahead and get to the Lavrov clips that we didn't get to. Then I've got a Charlie Kirk clip talking about InfoWars that's super important. And then I got the mother of all Pete Hegseth explosions. You're going to want to stay tuned. You're going to want to stay with me. We're going to cover a clip. We're going to take a few calls and we're going to cover another clip. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 49 on Iran and nuclear weapons from Lavrov.
I believe many countries will look at Iran and at the previous examples that I have just cited, and they will be thinking that probably only the nuclear weapon to a certain extent can guarantee freedom and independence of a state. So there will be more and more such sentiments. To my deepest regret, I'm saying this because that's one of the consequences of the aggression that the United States and a number of their allies are trying to pursue, this aggressive policy that they're
This is basically what we need to understand. Until very recently, we were in a spirit of non-proliferation. That's the whole purpose of the NPT, the non-proliferation treaty. We had something called the New START treaty that expired, I believe, at the middle point of last year. The Russians tried to get us to re-sign that. We didn't. So now there is no nuclear arms control, which is why the idea of us, a nation that has unregulated nuclear weapons, I don't think we're a signatory to the NPT, a nation we back, Israel, certainly is not. And they openly have a Samson option up to 300 nuclear weapons, right? That somehow escapes us, right? We're confused by that. But then Iran must never have a nuclear weapon. Yes, they're developing, even though they banned it in 2003, even though 19 intelligence agencies, even though Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent. Pull this up really quick. All right, I'm remembering this now. That clip was a little shorter than I thought it was. Look up Tulsi Gabbard, no war with Iran t-shirt. Just look it up. She sold a no war with Iran t-shirt for $40. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure she's a nice lady. I'm sure when you go to the Oval Office, they take you down through a trap door to meet the devil himself or Beelzebub or whatever lieutenant runs the White House. And you get on protocol, you get on the program. But Tulsi sold shirts for $40 that said no war with Iran. Look at that. Like, you think I'm capping? I'm never capping. I'm for real. Look at this. No war with Iran. It's a $40 t-shirt. Isn't that cool? So you don't get what you want. You get fake wars that are provided to you on the basis of being fake, of saying this nation that's not a nuclear threat is a nuclear threat because we say so in our action, bombing them and killing them and blowing up their schools. We're going to make them become that nuclear power. That's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. Who wants Iran to have a nuke the most? Who wants them to try to develop one the most? Who's going to immediately launch their thermonuclear warheads, according to Jonathan Pollard? He says they have them. Who's immediately going to do that? Would that be IZRUL? Would that be Israel? I think it might be Israel. So I would say that's the real problem when it comes to proliferation, not Iran. But of course, as Lavrov says, this is just the reasonable, like, makes sense conclusion of like, hey, you know, you knock this domino over, the other ones are going to fall down. That's what we've done in the region because we've shown you're not safe unless you have one. Look at Kim. Look at old Kim. Kim Jong-un, lover of fermented cheeses and cheese whiz, connoisseur extraordinaire. He doesn't get messed with. North Korea doesn't get messed with. You know why that was? I watched Lawrence Wilkerson talk about it. During one of these negotiations in the Korean War, the Koreans said, we have the bomb. And then it became over. So there you go. Like, it's not surprising. It's not surprising what's happening right now. If you paid a little bit of attention and you looked at the giant poison cloud of smog and acid rain that we caused to rain over Tehran, a city of 12 million people, you know, it started to make a little sense. Think about the Manab school as an example. God help us, Lord help us, may no one get another nuclear weapon, especially Israel. Rex Jones, be back soon.
Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will!
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
Well, last 30 minutes here in hyperspace, I've really enjoyed connecting with all y'all today through whatever digital medium, satellite, Wi-Fi, you name it. Welcome back to the show. I do want you to call in. I want to hear from you. The number is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. I really want to hear your thoughts on the interview, maybe if you learned something or if it changed your mind or maybe if you disagree. 512-266-0642. Let's go ahead and get to those two breaking Trump clips really quick that we have available.
Place, but we then, as you know, we won Venezuela, which is now working with us to produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We're getting along great with them one day. And we've already paid for that operation many, many times over. We're taking tremendous amounts of oil, and they're taking tremendous amounts of oil. It's a partnership, in a sense. They're doing a great job. We're working together. And
like the mafia.
Millions of plays. But we then, as you know, we won Venezuela, which is now working with us to produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We're getting along great with them one day. And we've already paid for that operation many, many times over. We're taking tremendous amounts of oil, and they're taking tremendous amounts of oil. It's a partnership, in a sense. They're doing a great job. We're working together. And millions of...
It's a partnership, in a way. It's a partnership where I say, you need a little bit of money to keep your sports store open. I'm going to loan you the money, but then your books are going to be mine. Like, he's just a mafia don. Like, that's really what it is. And the whole idea of, oh, we paid for the operation against Venezuela. We paid for it. It's not about paying for it, Trump. It's about the implications for it globally. It's about you using our military to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, in service of Israel. Keep in mind, look at Argentina. They got a whole colony over there. We gave them $40 billion. Look at Venezuela. We made a mobster mafia type deal, which is why when he compares it to the Iran war, it's completely false because the Iranians can't be bought. The Venezuelans very clearly were bought very easily. The number two lady literally helped them build a model of Maduro's house so they could practice the raid. So, of course, it went well technically, but it went well in service of us having to fight this massive war. And it definitely... Trump creamed his jeans over it and now is looking to chase that dragon over and over and over again, and he can't find it. So, very interesting. We got callers on the board. I want to talk to Bart. How are you doing, Bart?
I'm doing, if I was doing any better, I wouldn't be able to stand it. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I want to talk about this war in Iran. I started talking to your father about this the day before it happened in February, and it's only gotten worse. My patience has run out, just like I'm sure everybody else has. We need to call for the 25th Amendment. If not, he's going to do it to himself by losing the House and the Senate and getting impeached.
Yep.
You know what? My ADD is kicking in. I'm thinking about the Tate brothers. They are American citizens. They were born first. I don't know what his mother did in getting them a passport over here, but that's like some country deporting you or me, and you're born here to where it's a dictatorship over there. That's like I was in the Philippines for 15 or 20 years, and what they can, out of those 1,000 women, they could probably find 3 to lie and say I raped them. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Well, that was heavy. Appreciate that. Thank you, Bart in Georgia. Damn. All right. You know what? We got murderers, bro. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the call. Like I said last time, I'm not stoned enough to do it, but I will take the call. Jefferson in Virginia, I want you to tell me about the free energy. We've been on the phone quite a bit these past few days, haven't we? Do you enjoy our special time together? Hello? I don't hear you.
What? Can you hear me now?
I can. How are you doing?
I just got the signal that I'm now on. My microphone is now activated by InfoWars, Alex Jones Live. Thank you for taking my call. I do enjoy it every time I get to talk to you.
What's on your mind?
And you're doing a great job hosting. I have to say, your interview this afternoon was fantastic. But it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to let the Saudi Arabians have fission nuclear power, especially in this day and age when we have both safe fission and fusion. So I don't know when they're going to get these fission plants built and how long it's going to take, but it's just more continuation of hiding the technology that we have that we don't want the world to acknowledge exists. It's really, I mean, maybe they'll have a fusion reactor hidden inside a fission outpost and we won't know the difference. But I'm just saying it doesn't make a lot of sense to let the Saudis have fission from uranium-238, which they can turn into plutonium. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, I don't think the Saudis should be enriching uranium, but if they sign the NPT, they have the right to. I mean, I just, like, we're not going to give the free energy to anybody, even ourselves. Like, I agree with you. I think that it exists, and I think it would be ideal if Americans had access to it. But realistically, it's just kind of like this, like, red herring topic. Like, how is that related to anything that's going on right now? Because they won't deploy it.
Right, but I mean, when we talk about free energy, we're talking about the energy is free to the producer of it. It's not free to the end user of it. The customer still has to pay a certain price to get the much cheaper energy, but the energy is produced in a way that for the producer of it, it is essentially free after they essentially ignite the fusion reaction and get the free energy out more than they're putting in. So anyway, we misname things all the time. Free energy is not exactly the same thing as fusion for the people that receive the electricity from the what's called direct energy conversion in the field reverse configuration reactors that people don't know exist. But I'm just saying this Trialpha Energy Company is one of the leaders in commercialization of field reverse configuration fusion, which most people have no idea how that differs from tokamak. Hard to do, almost impossible to do fusion. The Chinese are doing fusion the hard way with the tokamaks, and it's taking them huge amounts of energy to produce a reaction that lasts maybe 20 minutes. It's not sustainable, but 20 minutes is significant. But they're trying to do fusion the hard way, and Lockheed Martin has figured out a way to do it much more easily using field reverse configuration, and that is something that everybody should have in their vocabulary. Field reverse configuration changes the game.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the education on that. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Don in Oklahoma, Section 219 Surrender. Did he drop off? We got to have people stay on the phone. Got to call back in. All right. I'll read the number out one more time. We're going to get into Lavrov clips because clip 50 is something important that people need to see. The number to call in if you want to, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. You get to talk to me. You can ask me about my dad and fishing and whatever. Go ahead and call into the show. Rex Jones News on Twitter, on Instagram as well. I'll go ahead and plug myself really quick. I haven't done that all show. Rex Jones News with a Z. Okay. And New American Journal morning show, Gray Area Talks evening show. I am live every single morning, Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you watch the journal before, I am still doing it. Okay, I've got like a Rob Dew equivalent. I got a guy that's working for me right now. Austin does a phenomenal job. Shout out to you on the InfoWars Network. Austin Loster doing a phenomenal job working for me, doing a lot that I ask him to do. And we're creating a new media company, a new media genre, new media style. And I'm so grateful to get to guest host and to really just host on networks and shows like this one on AJN. I do want to tell you guys, my Instagram, I have to build it up. That's where I put a lot of the clips from both of the shows, Gray Area Talks and New American Journal. If you want to follow me there, it's the same as my X. If you follow me on X, it should be really easy. It's just Rex Jones News with a Z. And I think I even have a link tree in there. And I am full in the lifestyle now. I eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff. I'm looking at news probably 12, 13 hours a day, just in the same way my father taught me. I'm implementing the same methodologies for myself. It's really an amazing, exciting journey, getting back in shape as well, eating right, lifting weights, swimming in the pool, doing the research, building a media company, working in business as well. I'm a supplement white labeler, formulator, researcher, e-commerce guy. I got 50%off.com. I got Jones CBD, 50%off.com, Jones CBD. If you want to check those out, I wear a lot of different hats. My point is with all of that, I'm trying to show you guys as much as possible because I want you to grow with me, and I want you in various aspects, as we're all trying to improve. We all want to be Renaissance men and women. I want you to do the same thing. Life is so exciting. Life is so beautiful. Life is tough. Life is hard. Life is painful, but we're alive. We're on this planet, and any day we take a breath is a good day. And I do appreciate everyone calling in now. Let's go to Sean in California on making our own videos. Excellent caller calling in. Howdy.
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
Great, great. Hey, your dad put out the call the other day for, you know, people to perhaps get, you know, videos of, you know, our forebears in the Liberty Movement together and things of that. And he also referenced the term pro se litigant. I'm not going to go down that particular path right at this second. So what I was letting you know, Rex, is so far I've put together about a playlist of about a dozen videos. So I'm eventually going to send those over to you guys' show tips line. What have you. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, Alex put out the call. Some of us do listen, and we just kind of, you know, keep quiet about it until we're almost ready. So, like, right now I'm looking at something for Daniel Smoot from back in the day in black and white, and I got some Jerry Griffith. I got some Red Beckman. I got some John Quay, just all these guys. I even found a link to, if you remember, Revelation, Dawn of Global Government with Charlie Daniels and Peter Boykin, which was one of my favorite DVDs I bought from the old store back in the day off you guys. So I think this would be a good, you guys will figure out how you want to do it with the websites and everything. That'll be on your end. But, you know, just having that tranche of all these informations and documentaries, the stuff's still out there. Just people have to go. You got, if you want the knowledge and you want to win in this information warfare battle, see how I phrase that? You want to win, you got to go look for it. And if you don't, then you're just another guy in the audience. And Rex, you and Tim and Harrison, you guys, I love seeing those who are below Generation X actually getting off their duff and actually going out looking for the truth of the matter, having the discussions to get to even a more refined truth, and actually not settling for what the let's just call it slop for the time being.
Sure.
Slop that we're fed and these narratives we're fed. I am with you on the frustration with the administration because they couldn't even have the – it's going to sound asinine or sarcastic to say it, but they can't even give us a false flag to properly start this nonsense in Iran. You know?
Oh, they don't even care. They don't even care anymore. They've come – it's just like, oh, well, we're going to kill more Americans now. It is what it is. That's the thing that's wild to me. And what you're talking about is standing on the shoulders of giants. And I have a decent memory, and I remember back in the day, like 2000s, 20-teens pretty well. But – truly, like people like G. Edward Griffin, who's amazing. I'm so glad my dad had him on the show recently as well. Like, we stand on the shoulders of giants. It's why I'm a big fan of, like, the old heads as well that I watch now, like Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson and Larry Johnson, former CIA intel analyst. There's so many of these people that we really have to appreciate. And there are serious people that are both alive and dead that you can look to as examples from back in the day that predicted all of this. I mean, I think Pat Buchanan would be a pretty good example. So thank you for the call. I really do appreciate that. And that call he's putting out to everyone, all our old stuff, it doesn't matter what the Onion retards say, it was always free to air, right? So they don't retroactively own any of that. I would highly recommend downloading documentaries of ours that you like, sharing those with friends and family, and making it clear, if it wasn't important information, they wouldn't have tried to scrub us from the internet. It's pretty much that simple. Right? It's like you only destroy what you're afraid of, right? And it's not us, it's the concept of us and the archetype that we represent. It's just anyone can do it. It's not that difficult. It's my dad's, my favorite saying of my father is, why don't I just give myself some grand title? And that's true. And the elites do that, and they want to pretend like you can't do the same thing. Everyone could be an analyst. Everyone could be a journalist. Everyone could be a reporter. Just never call yourself an influencer because you're not trying to influence anybody. Just trying to tell the truth. So, excellent call. Let's do Mary in Florida. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I just wanted to call to let you know that we just moved here to Florida, the free state of Florida, and we have been here about 6 years.
I lost your audio. All right. Well, she'll call back in. Yeah, Mary, please call back in. I think there was a little bit of accident on our end, maybe. Let's go to Mike in Michigan on the Iran war.
I can't even believe I got through. You know, this is the first time I ever got through. And I get to talk to the great one's son.
The I appreciate only, it, man. Thank you.
Oh, man, I'm a benefit.
What? All right, we just keep losing people. You're all good. We got Captain Randall, who I appointed chat leader of New American Journal, which is, if you tune into New American Journal and you either make me laugh, make me think, or you piss me off, then you become chat leader. It's a temporary title. It's for the day, and you can request discounts on supplements. Just a fun thing that I do because I'm the boss, right? Let's go to Captain Randall. And please, Captain Randall, no swearing. We're on radio.
Rex, you can't give me that kind of power, dude. I'll go full Nazi on the air.
Be careful. I will drop you, but you have amused me in the chat. So how are you doing? What's Captain Randall doing today?
Good. That is the purpose of my antics. We all need to laugh at this stuff a little bit, bro.
Sure.
It really lightens everything up a bit. And to be honest, I think humor gets your point across more than trying to be reactive or angry. So,
sure.
I called really because I've been sitting here watching you for the last couple of weeks, and I just wanted to tell you you're doing great. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to do my best to try to keep it light.
Thank you.
And I've been listening to your dad for like 20 years. I'm an old head. I was listening to your dad and Bill Hicks back in the day when no really. Like, it's really, it makes me happy to see people waking up, but we got a long way to go. But I just called in just to say, hey, thank you to all the folks in the chat. Don't take it so harsh. We all need to laugh a little bit harder. Do your best to just try to make light of this stuff the best we can. Humor gets your point across a hell of a lot better than being reactive does, so. It's hard for all of us. I'm struggling out here trying to make a living fishing, and the government, the regulations, everything have basically put me in the toilet.
Wow.
It's tough, but I'm doing the best I can and trying to laugh every day. And thank you all for helping me laugh a little bit about this situation. It's bad, dude. It's bad out there.
People are
really struggling right now, man.
I know.
You hear Trump go off. Our 401ks are great. The market's great. 70% of the people in this country don't have 401ks. They don't even know what a 401k freaking is.
Right.
That's
powerful, man. That's good stuff. And you're voicing how we all feel.
Keep pushing. Keep pushing the truth, man.
Thank you.
Keep pushing it.
That was chat leader. That was Captain Randall. You too could be chat leader if you watch New American Journal live 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. I appoint a new chat leader every single day. That was the 150 IQ Captain Randall chat leader. Thank you for that. Let's get Mary back on the line. A little bit of a phone issue there. Mary, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you, Rex?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. I just want to tell you that we love you, and we know that Alex must be so proud of you. You are just a chip off the old block and then some.
Very kind.
But we're sad because we agree with you about Trump and what's going on with Iran, and it's really sad.
No,
I don't know what to do. I don't know what we should do because we voted for him 3 times, and so... You know, now I wouldn't vote for him. I don't want to hear his voice now.
Right. And that's the heartbreaking thing about all this is, 2 years ago, I was like vehemently supporting him and I believed in his platform. And we've just seen in real time, like they say, when trust like falls, it falls out of the sky. And that's basically what we've witnessed here is just he has violated every single campaign promise that he made. And then we're supposed to act like that's normal. And my question is, when you violate every single campaign promise that you make and then juxtapose it by saying the Democrats will do the opposite of what you're doing because what you're doing is so great, how is that not dooming yourself and the country to defeat and failure totally voluntarily on his part? All right. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Stay on the line, guys. If you want to keep talking, I'm here to talk to y'all. I really appreciate your time as well. Thank you for calling in. Like, seriously, like I was in a studio when I was like 9 years old, sweating bullets, trying to figure out how to do this stuff. And I'm here. Let's see. Gosh, I'm retarded. I'm here literally like 15 years later. I'm about to be 24 years old. I've been doing this for such a long period of time, you know, both on and on, really just watching people learning how to do it via osmosis. It is, it's amazing. I feel like I know all of you, so well, and, I love you so much. I really do. Let's go to Duke in Oklahoma. How bad the war is. Duke, you're on the air.
I am kind of astounded on how bad things really are. And like your dad says, I always get these epiphanies, more now than ever before, of the situation and how dire it is this country is in. And I feel like I'm by myself. I mean, I know I listen to you guys. I've been listening to Alex since before Waco. And, wow. I'm kind of in shock right now a little bit because of the downloads I'm getting about how bad the situation is. And I just don't see the panic and people, I know it's just because of me, but I don't feel the sense that everybody's on this page of panic about how bad things really are, because we're not working towards a certain goal, an individual goal of trying to stop this in a direct way. I mean, we do it indirectly, but we're not directly dealing with these problems that's facing America right now. And, you know, just like Captain Randall, you know, he was talking about, and yeah, we give him heck on the morning show, but he was talking about how bad things are. And as far as Americans don't have the jobs, the money, because of the infiltration of the illegal immigrants taking over the Hindus, we are in so much trouble. And I just don't sense that we've gotten to a point to where we all are just at that point where we're actually trying to do something about it other than this indirect way. And it blows my mind that I can just see how bad it is. I feel it. I sense it. It's just going from worse to just crazy town.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's hell in a handbasket would be the correct way to say it. And, none of this stuff makes sense. Not even done in service of like conquest or even our empire. It reminds me of in Star Wars when Anakin Skywalker is now Darth Vader and he's about to fight Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Obi-Wan is trying to rationalize with him, and Anakin says, I'm doing all this for my new empire. And Obi-Wan says, your new empire? Because it's not your new empire, your new empire. It is the empire of the evil space wizard that convinced us to do all this stuff. And I really would point as Israel as the main cause in that degradation of our, you know, standing across the world and here at home. It's really unfair what the American people have had to suffer through as a result of all these banker, neocon, Zionist wars. And I do think people are going to wake up to it. It's always darkest before the dawn. We're in a really deep lull period right now. It's like 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m. in the morning. But 2027, 2028, even 2026 with the midterms are coming. And the Republicans are going to have to face reality. You're not going to be able to guilt trip people anymore. You're not going to be able to tell them that it's their fault. That, oh no, we're going to lose now. The Democrats are going to screw things over when we're drowning. We're all drowning right now. I'll be back taking more of your calls. Stay tuned. Stay with me. See you soon.
I'm extremely excited about this. You know, we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid, 95. Okay. So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. If you lock in at 50% off, it's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexshowstore.com, the new ultimate liquid turmeric tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy. Turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free and gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins, they're about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New liquid ultimate turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the show. I've got more callers on the board. We've got more news to cover. I want to go to this thing that I just saw. It's horrific. I just retweeted two things, actually. We're going to save that for a second. I want to get one caller on the board before I reveal the latest Trump news. Clyde from Ohio, you're on the air. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Well, first off, thanks for the call. I'm really honored to be talking to you, Rex, and being on the show. I've been listening since, like, literally I was in, like, ninth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 32 now. I'm here in Cleveland, Ohio. First, I want to do a product plug. Every day, I take Optimal Human, and since I've been taking it, I feel a lot more energy. The green drink. I also take the Methylene Blue. And so if anybody wants to get it, you should definitely go to thealexjonesstore.com/cfox and get everything you need there. And the water filter. The water filter is great. I use that for me, my family, my kids. But anyway, to what I came here to talk to you about is number one is Islam. I'll talk about that. I have a special place in conservatism here. I'm a conservative black Muslim. You don't see that very often. You don't hear that very often. I reverted myself back in like 10th grade. And so what I wanted to talk about, number one, quick, I want to ask you, what is your general view on things when it comes to Islam? Because I hear a lot of negative things kind of like coming from InfoWars in general. I just feel like some of the, there's some misconceptions that I hear.
Here's the thing. The West is not built on it. The West is built on Greek philosophy, Roman government, and then the Christian belief system. So as far as the West, and meaning like Western civilization and like what I'm proud of, what I support, that's my culture. That's my tradition. And in America, it was set up by Freemasons, George Washington, you name it. I'm not trying to make a claim that this is like some sort of like fundamentalist Orthodox nation or anything. We have freedom of religion. Everyone gets to practice their religion. I think that's a beautiful thing. That being said, I'm not a fan of Islam. That's why I'm not a Muslim. So with that being said, especially to the global population, I believe everyone's created by God, and I don't want anyone innocent to ever even get hurt, much less die. And when I look at all these wars and genocides that we commit in the name of, you know, putting it all on the Muslim as the boogeyman, the only reason we're making terrorists out of these people is we're dropping bombs on their houses. So I think that's a very simple concept to explain. As far as you and your personal faith, it's not mine, and I have my own religious beliefs, and I disagree with Islam, but I have respect for you, I could be friends with you, and I'll never, I'll never be cruel. That's my position, so.
Made my, like, my day. I really appreciate it. I know that that's not the view of everybody there, but I really appreciate that, because, like, just hearing that from you.
Yeah, no,
100%. I feel alienated, but, you know, on our end, because people, they go so hard against Islam, and the Islam that I know is literally all about, number one, you can't force anybody to become Muslim. I'm not going to go on a tirade about it, but that's one of the big things that I hear. Oh, they're making people Muslim. Like, that's not even part of Islam. If they're doing that, they're not a real Muslim. That'd be like me saying every other thing is whatever other person. You know what I mean? You're putting that all on one group because of some people that aren't even representing the true people that
I understand you saying that, and I understand your practice, but what do you think in the book, in the Quran, where it says you pay the tax, you convert, or you die? Is that like outdated, like the Old Testament?
I believe that what my
that's
what
real
I would say is that so my answer to that would be is the pillars of Islam is that you have to choose to be part of Islam. And no one can force you, nor can you force someone to become Islam, become a Muslim. And if anyone is doing that or feeling that they can do that or has forced someone to do that, A, the people who are forced to do it are not true Muslims because they were forced to do it in that trope.
I can understand you saying that. It's just like you said, like you're a black conservative Muslim. Well, I'm European, and we have like a thousand year history of fighting these people because they expanded into our territory and forced us to convert to their religion. That's why I have a problem with Islam, fundamentally. That's ancient history. Charles Martel, Battle of Tours, 732 AD.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. I'm not super familiar with that.
I totally get it. I understand. I respect you. I love you, brother, even if we disagree on matters of faith. Thank you for calling into the show. Let's go to Michael in Missouri, Free Energy and Trump. Michael, you're on the air. Michael,
I've seen you for a long time. Hello?
You're on the air?
Am I there?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, great. Rex, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I have watched you grow up on this channel, and
yep.
I've always been really impressed with you. And I think your dad did a great job, and your mom, too.
Thank you. Very kind.
But as far as what I wanted to talk about first was Donald Trump. And I would just have to say that I was a true fanboy of Donald Trump's all through. You know, I voted for him every time. I told people in 2015 he was going to be the next president. I thought we were going to have a new era. I thought he would actually get a hold of some of the bank situation, you know, the Fed, and maybe get rid of it, maybe get us remonetized somehow and get us off of this petrodollar. But apparently, I don't know what has happened of recent. And why he has become such an opposite of what he was just maybe a year ago. I don't know if it is illness. I don't know if it is blackmail. But I'm now in agreement that if he continues on with what he's doing, he may have to be removed.
Right.
And I would have never said that even probably 2 months ago.
Right.
And I got on Truth Social today, and I just let him have it because he
based. He let's go. Cool. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. He just, man, I tell you, he just has ruined his legacy.
That's right.
I mean, any legacy that he's going to leave, it's going to be remembered as war.
Yes.
And he was the one that constantly ranted and raved about, you know, not going to war.
To come in here, to come in here to make your point more powerful, to amplify and enhance it. He won in 2016 on a referendum against the Iraq war. So go ahead. Oh, yes, keep going.
Yeah, I was going to say that he would rant and rave about George W. Bush and his war. And he had disagreed about going into Iraq, as you say, and, you know, making fun of the Bushes and their neocons and everything. And of course, I knew that. I quit being a Republican in 2006 after Bush let everything slide and let Obama come in and take over health care. That was a big deal for me. I was a school teacher in Arkansas for 21 years, and my insurance kept going up and up and up. And I thought, well, George Bush will do something about it. And that's when I really started to understand what a neocon was. I'm 58 years old now.
Right.
But became a conservative when, probably in about 1992, when I first heard Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
And thanks to him, I became a conservative. I probably always was, but he convinced me that I was and began to look at the different tenets of it. But anyway, so I'm so disappointed. And what makes me even sicker is the fact that he has not said a word about this defense authorization and this section 224. Is that right? Is it 224?
They changed it to 219.
Okay, 219. Okay. Well, I just cannot believe that he wants to relinquish sovereignty, and that's what it is. We're going to relinquish our sovereignty against the Constitution, and it also is against the senatorial rules, which state treaties and those kinds of things have to be voted on. And I don't understand who is running the show, but this is illegal.
Yes. It's all illegal on its face. It's treason. It's what it is. It's treasonous behavior. It's treasonous activity. He literally ran on not doing the war. He's not even fighting the war for us. He's fighting the war for another country, Israel. And you talk about the NDAA, talk about Section 219, formerly Section 224, and then Section 612, which is the CIA-Mossad merger. You think about these things. The DIA just came out with the threat assessment when it comes to Israeli intelligence as the highest, up there with China and Russia, the nations that we talk about fighting all the time, right? How are we doing this military merger? What's going on there? Very obviously, we're owned. That's what it is. We're owned nation, and you know, we're beggars in the lands that our fathers and forefathers conquered, and mothers as well. So, like, everyone should feel a certain kind of way about this. It's a part of the American project, because whether you're white, black, Mexican, Asian, whatever, if you got history here, we're a very young country. We're building something here together. They took that away from us and made the entire world hate us. They did that to us. That's our leadership in service of a foreign power. You look at the foreign power, it's kind of like they do what they do. Of course, Netanyahu is going to be evil. Like, would you expect Dick Dastardly from the Wacky Races to be a good guy? Of course not. But when you have someone that portrays themselves and literally not just portrays themselves, runs on the good, honest values and then completely rejects them all in favor of being pro-war, I don't think you can call that anything else but treasonous. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. Let's go to one more here, or two more. We got Mary back on the line. Let's go to Mike first. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I had to turn it off speakerphone.
You're good. What's up?
Well, you know, you just about said it all. I'm going to give you one happy note that you guys need to talk about happy stuff once in a while, too.
I agree.
And here's another thing. Have faith in God.
Yes.
This has been going on since I'm almost 70 years old. It's been going on since before I was born. My dad was telling me about this. And yes, we got to keep fighting, but man, don't let it bum you out.
100%.
Live your life, have children, live your life and do the best you can. I'm on a fixed income now, and it's rough. And excuse my voice, I had to have a vocal cord removed.
So, you're good, brother. You're good. You're a real American. I really appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Very kind. Mary, you're back. Third time's a charm, right?
Hi, Rex. Sorry, I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether it's me or what's going on over there. But
you're all good.
Just wanted to let you know, I already told you how great I think you are and what a chip off the old block and all that. But I just wanted to ask you a question. What do you think we should do now? Like, what should we do now? Because I'm just done. I don't know what to do.
It's time to start coalescing on people that we're going to be supporting in 2028. You know, I think people like MTG, people like Thomas Massey, even people like Joe Kent. I like these are the people that I'm looking at. I want to see more positions from them. I want to see them be more aggressive about what they believe in order to prove themselves. But I think the real transition that we're making as society becomes more and more digitized and as we're truly all more and more distracted is the only way we break through in this information war is people remembering it's an information war. And like I talk about all the time, everyone needs to be doing everything they can to wake up everything they know about everything that we've discussed on the show here today and just in ad infinitum. Like that's genuinely what it is. And I know that that sounds just like, well, what is that going to do? Here's what that's going to do. We're at, we're like 54% through the year or something like that. It's the 22nd of July, 2026. We're going to be at the midterms in a few months. And after the midterms, you're going to get bare minimum gridlock. And I think you're probably going to get impeachment hearings after that. I think they're going to take both the House and the Senate. I think that's a rational prediction to make. I think what you're going to see there is Nick Fuentes talks about this all the time and he gets a lot of flack for it, but I think he's 100% correct. Me personally, I'm not showing up to vote in 2026 unless it's, you know, local or something else statewide that involves me. You know, it doesn't seem to involve me any of these elections for any of these people. They don't ever seem to help me out. They help Israel. So why should I show up for them? And I think you're going to see Trump held to account. And the real dangerous thing is going to be, are they going to do something fake on him? And they got plenty of fake options, just like Russiagate and all the other stuff. Are they going to cook the books because they're also involved in the war crimes, the warmongering, the genocide? Or are they going to realize, we're talking about Democrats here, are they going to realize the unique political moment they have and pose the same threat that Trump posed to them in 2024? That necessity will be the mother of all inventions on our side. We are still true to Trump-centric, Trump-focused, Trump-absorbed. That is all going away. The Ben Shapiro types, the Benny Johnson types, the Steven Crowder types, people like this that are like establishment, right? That's all going away because there's no home for you when you tied your wagon to a genocidal warmonger policy and you didn't admit from day one, hey, this is not what I voted for. You know, when you do that, you become an embarrassment. And you can try to play milquetoast fence sitter like Tim Pool and ride the fence and grind on it and do whatever. And that's okay. That might work for a while, but not if you're a politician. That's all going to be over with. And in response to those radical DSA type candidates that you're going to see on the left, I hope we see something on the right that transcends left and right, that's post-duopoly, these people that have the experience and have paid the toll for it. Look at Joe Kent as an example. I lost my wife in a war manufactured by Israel. There's no AIPAC ever again. You say something like that, probably try to kill your ass, right? So it's something like that, and I still want to see more out of him before I give him full endorsement. But you know, it's stuff like that that gets me, you know, at least a little bit hopeful. That's my thought on that.
Much
100%. Thank you for your call, really appreciate it. We got another one. This is the last one I'm taking. Jeremy, California, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I want to thank you and your father
for
having the balls. I was calling in, I've called in quite a few times. I actually got into it with your father on the air here, and I wanted to apologize to him when the congresswoman got shot down there in Arizona. We had a bird fall up here in Northern California, and I was calling in to let him know that we're experiencing some magnetism. Anyway, I wanted to apologize to your father for all the nonsense that I had said to him that day. But
you are voided and forgiven. It's all good. It was never an issue in the first place. We love you. Thanks for being a listener. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. And I do. I use all your products, brother. I probably 15 of them. A personal trainer. I was a combat medic in the military for 8 years, and I was calling up today. Nobody's really talking about the Crime Act of 1790 and that we have to push this. I mean, it's,
what is this? Break, right the, break this all, down. What's this you're talking about here?
It's a law that we've had. It's called the 1790 Crimes Act. You could Wikipedia it or look it up, and it's basically about treason.
Okay.
Anybody's ever found to be treasonous, it's up to we the people, because the government is not going to prosecute itself. The government is, I don't understand why we're all sitting here, like you said, the vote, give it up. You know, we're thinking that these
legislatives are going to rescue us when they're the ones doing it all? Nobody's going to help. You know, it's up to we the people. And it's just so, it's so distraught that the men, like you were talking about, or your father was talking earlier, how they've brought our testosterone down and they've guilted us into being men, what they've done to Tate and every true, like, alpha male, you know, trying to take everything down and just make everybody the better. So I don't understand how people are still having faith that we're going to be able to vote our way out, or politicians are going to prosecute themselves.
Well, you know, when your testosterone goes up the most, and I assume it's probably the same for like combat, military service, Navy, you've experienced this, right? It's prison, right? That's where your testosterone will get the highest because you're in the worst situation. And it's literally, it's a link between your brain and your balls called the HPTA, the hypothalamus pituitary gonadal axis. It has that connection. Right. So we are in a society where things have been very, very easy for a very long time. And, you know, it's like Klaus Schwab talked about, but he's right. You know, we're going to live in an angrier world, or maybe it was George Soros that said it. And, you know, out of those hard times is going to come, you know, strong men and women that are going to have to deal with it. But a lot of us, myself included, have engaged in severe jellyfish person behavior for a very long time. And I can tell you, like, getting back into shape now, working out, trying to take care of my body more, trying to eat proper food. I mean, we are just poisoned from so many different angles that, you know, even subtracting a few of these negative habits from your life, you'll realize how addicted you were to them, especially with the food. I would definitely point that out. So I really appreciate your call. Thank you, Jeremy, for that. And I do want to tell you guys, I think today was a phenomenal show. Really looking forward to watching the clip, especially the interview. I'll definitely put that out on a New American Journal and Gray Area clips of that. But I do want to plug, I am a manufacturer of supplements, all my own. But I do want to tell you really quick about the ones that I created for thealexjonesstore.com. That, of course, would be the Power Drive Bundle. We've got these products on the Alex Jones Store, and sometimes people don't know about them because, honestly, like my dad and Harrison, they don't plug them a lot. But they really should. It's the most phenomenal combination of two products that you could take to enhance both methylene blue and to enhance like physical, mental, whole body fitness. I've got the Ultimate Methyl Drive, which is the methylcobalamin, methylated vitamin B12, combined with the CoQ10, with the PQQ, and with magnesium in the proper form to enhance the absorption and to help over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body. What is Power Plant? You might ask. This is something I designed to make exercise easier on the physical and mental output level. That's not a health claim by me. That's just anecdotal report of people that have taken these herbs. You can look into the studies. Cordyceps mushroom increases oxygen carrying capacity and ATP. Very good for your mitochondria. Helps with the methylene blue in theory. Then we add on to that the Redolia roja, also known as golden root. What is that? That's a Viking adaptogen. They literally chewed on that in the boats when they were going to raid places. All right. It's badass. It promotes dopamine, norepinephrine in the brain. It's going to make that exercise subjectively, in my anecdotal experience and opinion, it's going to make it, you know, you're going to feel better when you're in there. Not to mention the zinc and the boron, which if you're deficient, it's going to raise your testosterone and free testosterone through the roof. You can look at one boron study, men's free testosterone increased over 30%. That is a real sizable benefit that you're going to feel. A lot of these testosterone boosters only boost total testosterone. What that means in reality, when you're boosting total T, is you have something in your blood called SHBG, also known as sex hormone binding globulin. All right. Boron has been shown to raise free testosterone, which is the stuff that's not bound by that molecule. So it's actually bioavailable and can do its job within your system. So I'd highly recommend checking that out. Of course, also got selenium in there as well. Of course, talk to your doctor before you use any one of our supplements from thealexjonesstore.com. Very important. Do your own research. That's the whole nature of all this stuff. That's what we tell you to do about everything. But you do research on Google Scholar, on PubMed, on ChatGPT, on whatever you want to do. Go to your local library. It's going to tell you phenomenal things about these ingredients, and I bet you could use them to improve your life. We've got so much more available. We got the water filters, got the shower filter as well. I got to steal one of those for myself. Bigly, if you can hear me, send me the shower filter. Send me two of them, actually. Please, I need them. But seriously, like, we've sold water filtration over the years. We've always been known as having the best. That's why for a while we couldn't get the best anymore. My dad stopped selling them because he didn't want to promote something that was substandard. Now we have the absolute best. Get the shower head, especially for people like me. Like, my skin's sensitive to chlorine a little bit. Definitely attenuates that in the past when I've used other shower water filters. And I'll give you my review once I start using this one. The tank system that I've used is amazing, and I highly recommend it. Look at that. It's got the frog on there. It's got the frog, dude. You gotta get the frog. He's a happy little friend, and he's on the shower head filter, so get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. I got 2 minutes left. I did it. I did my job. Go to 50percentoff.com. I want to tell you about 50percentoff.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support reloaded under a new label, added magnesium to it, a classic sleep blend that you know and love. And here's the thing. I've told Bigley about this like 18 times. They don't have a sleep product right now. So if you want to get a sleep supplement that has melatonin in it, has GABA, has L-theanine, has valerian root, has all these things you know and love for sleep, I mean, we literally, the old formula, this is a new product, of course, completely different under a new label, but the old product, we literally sold hundreds of thousands of units of. Millions of people have gotten better night's sleep due to our products. And people call us grifters and say we don't ever do anything good. I say we help a lot of people. We got a lot of phenomenal products available on thealexjonesstore.com. I want you always to remember, it's not just the supplements, not just the lifestyle equipment, survival gear, water filtration, stuff like that. There's also the apparel, there's the t-shirts, there's the hats, there's all of that. We had that caller that called in about the DVDs. Back in the day, I worked every job except for editor, because bad editor, whatever. But I was literally working at the Blue Ascension Warehouse, the fulfillment center, for year plus, you know, and back when it was at the old building, I was in there running around as a little kid literally all day. It is part of my process, like wanting to see these products go out the door, knowing it's the highest quality stuff available. I mean, the new Bigley shirts with the fat tag, like if you've been buying stuff for a while, you know what I'm talking about. Like this is high quality merchandise, high quality stuff. And when you buy it, you're not supporting some evil corporate entity. You're supporting the show. You're supporting the show that you watch and giving independent media the ability that it needs to self-fund and actualize itself through you, the viewers and listeners, your support. So I really appreciate that. And again, I'm live every single morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In the morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then Gray Area Talks, the evening show, 7:30 to 9:30, Thursday and Sunday. Check that out. Let's pump those numbers up a little bit. Go to the Rumble. Follow Gray Area Talks on Rumble and follow New American Journal on Rumble. Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys, I think, tomorrow. Peace.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.